The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says there is a need to immunize the country against sanctions. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei slammed U.S. officials for what he called their shameless comments that they won't lift anti-Iran sanctions all at once, even if Tehran makes concessions. He made the remarks while addressing people from Qom in the capital, Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei said he's not opposed to negotiations with the 5+1 group over Iran's nuclear program. He added that the negotiating teams can continue their talks for as long as they like. Iran is expected to hold the next round of nuclear talks with the P5+1 group of countries in Geneva on the 18th of January. Press TV's newsroom director Hamid Reza Ahmadi joins us now in our studios here in Tehran. Mr. Ahmadi, it's great to have you with us. An important speech by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution. He touched on the issue of the nuclear negotiations and mostly hovered around the issue of sanctions. Tell us what you think.
Well, we've been kept in the dark over the past few weeks about the content and the details of those negotiations that were held between Iran and the P5+1. But now what the Iranian leader is saying is very much telling. He says the sanctions are perhaps the most important issue here, that the most important stumbling block in the way of the negotiations translating into a deal. The Iranian leader is saying that even if Iran makes concessions, the Americans are not ready to lift the sanctions altogether. And we know that the Americans are not talking about suspending sanctions, not lifting the sanctions. This goes against the spirits of the joint plan of action that was reached between Iran and the P5+1, that is the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, back in November 2013. So it sounds like the Americans are not abiding by their commitments under the joint plan of action.
Mr. Ahmadi, about the comments that you mentioned, that the United States says it will not lift sanctions against Iran all at once, the question hovers around that is, why do the United States, why are they demanding for concessions in their entirety, but from their part, they're refusing to lift the sanctions against Iran, specifically all at once?
Well, it seems like the Americans are now being coming under pressure by the Zionist lobby that is being run by Israel, as well as those Republicans who are on Israel's payroll. So they are trying to somehow put pressure on the Obama administration not to strike a deal with Iran, and if they strike a deal with Iran, put a lot of those sanctions, cruel sanctions that have been imposed against the Iranian nation in place. So we have to take into consideration that Iran is not going to accept any deal if the sanctions are not going to be lifted altogether and at once. So it would be futile. It would be. It's not going to work if the Americans, together with the Israelis, are going to force Iran into such a thing. Iran is not going to be forced into signing a deal that does not lift all the sanctions. What we need to know is that Republicans are now in control of both chambers of the United States Congress, and they are putting pressure on the Obama administration. That is the Obama administration's problem. That is not Iran's problem. America is a sovereign state, and it has to be able to stand by and abide by its international commitments, like the joint plan of action that it reached with Iran. And we have the next 5 months that the two countries, as well as the other actors that are involved in the negotiations, will discuss the details of a final deal. And America has to prove to the world that it can be trusted as a trustworthy actor in international politics.
Thank you very much. Press TV's newsroom director, Mr. Hamid Reza Ahmadi, joining us in our studios here in Tehran.